Everybody in the city is curious how your road to recovery is going. So what can you update us on?
It's going good. Follow the process. Slowly getting back, and it was good to be on the ice with the guys. So that's for sure. It's been a long 2 months.
Do you pretty much have full movement? Can you pretty much do what you want out there, or how do you kind of go out there? What's your mindset?
Yeah, I'm good. Try to get game action a little bit, get some shots, and then the injury feeling pretty good right now. I'm ready to practice, so we'll see how it goes.
Do you feel it all?
No. No. I don't think that's a wrong answer. Of course, you feel it. I mean, it's been 2 months. I haven't seen the shots. It's a little bit different movement, so of course I feel it. But there is no pain at all, and like I said, I'm ready to practice, and we'll see how long it's gonna take me to get that game shape.
Would you say you're 80%, or what? Would you put a number on?
I wouldn't put any numbers. Feel good. Again, it's a process. I can't expect to have one practice and then feel great. Like I said, it's been long 2 months without a shot. I don't want to put any numbers. I'm just I'm just happy to be back on the ice with the guys, and then like I said, I feel really good. I'm ready to practice, so we'll see.
Let's go back to November 21st. What do you remember about the play? You just remember looking up and Shane was there, or what do you remember about the impact?
It's when I saw it, it was kind of a scary accident. In the same time, I can be happy. It was only this injury, and it wasn't something serious. So it happened with the speed. Both players had the speed. I look at the puck, and I didn't even see that they come in. So those things happen. I mean, it happens. Now we can talk about it. I don't know how to say. Nobody wants to do it on a purpose. That's for sure. But those two. He know what he's supposed to do, or he know how. He know what happened. So I don't think it was. He wants to do it. I don't think so. It just happened, and the game is so. It's so quick, and then the speed is really, really, really high. So, I don't want to happen. It happened. It happens. I'm not the first guy that happened. I would say it was an accident. I believe it was an accident, and then that's pretty much it.
Sure. Obviously, you tried to stay in the game, but when you came into the room, is that when you kind of felt it was swelling up? Or?
Yeah, I tried to stay in. Sometimes you get the hit and you feel the pain, but the pains go away right away. So I didn't want to leave the game, and I came to dressing room and then feel like I could play. So I wait. We had the power play, so I think it was one more shot, and then I just tried to move and then give the hutch to a few minutes to warm up, and it was like 4 minutes left, I think, and then I would put him in a bad spot. So I tried to. Try to play. I thought that I am able to play, but I couldn't. I make some moves and I couldn't even get up. So it wasn't. I did the right choice.
So moving forward right now, do you have any guesstimation as to how much practice you're going to need before you get closer?
Not at all. It was my second practice. It's hard to practice with the three goalies, that's for sure. You need to, those two guys get ready for a game, and then so I'm stay longer with the extra guys, and then I don't know if it's going to be till the break or after break. That's a question I can answer.
Would you be open to going down and playing a game or two with the Moose for conditioning?
It's not up to me. I would say I'm long enough in this league to know how to prepare for an NHL game. So I don't know. It's not up to me. I didn't talk to anybody about it. I can control that.
What's it been like to have to watch the last couple of months? I know it's a tough situation.
You know, I'm kind of sick of watching the hockey, to be honest. I never watched hockey in the TV, but last few weeks I've been watching a lot of hockey, and I'm kind of sick of it. So, you know, it's nice to play some hockey instead of watching on TV.
What's it been like to see Connor come into the league and play well?
Good. It's always nice. It's always good to see the young guy coming in the league and doing well. So, you know, he did a great job for the club, and then it wasn't easy. You know, it's without any NHL experience, come in and play the games. That's pretty much it. I mean, it's you know, goalies did a great job too for this club, and then that's pretty much it.
Goalies are always their jobs to push each other. You see that being the case when you're back healthy too.
You know what? It's always competition, kind of, right? You know what? I'm worried about myself to get ready to the game shape. That's what I'm focused on, and that's my mindset right now. I don't know what happened when I'm going to be 100% play the games. I have no idea. That's a question probably for Paul or Chevy. I can control those things. My job right now is to get ready to play the game. So that's what I'm focused on.